Planned Parenthood CEO, wife of Soros partner, on the board of private all-girls school. By Spencer Lindquist on May 23, 2022. Alexis McGill Johnson, the CEO of Planned Parenthood, is on the board of trustees at the National Independent Schools Association, NAIS-affiliated Spence School, an all-girls school in New York City. Her husband, Rob Johnson, has extensive ties to George Soros. Prior to becoming the CEO of the largest abortion provider in America, McGill Johnson founded the Perception Institute, which offers specialized trainings with titles such as How to Talk to Your Kids About Race, Anti-Racism, Resilience and Accountability, Responding to Microaggressions, and Equity Strategy at the board/senior leadership level. While executive director of the Perception Institute in 2017, McGill Johnson led a forum at the Spence School titled Do We Still Need a Women's Movement? In her address to the all-girls school, McGill Johnson discussed broader issues like bias, discrimination and intersectionality. She provided an intersectional lens on the gender wage gap. Among the Perception Institute's partners are George Soros's Open Society Foundation, OSF, the Ford Foundation, the California Wellness Foundation, the Center for Policing Equity, and a myriad of other left-wing activist groups that push critical race theory, CRT, in K-12 schools. The W.K. Kellogg Foundation, which advances CRT and decries race as an artificial construct that is privileging whiteness, is also listed as a partner. McGill Johnson is not, however, the only person at the Spence School involved with Planned Parenthood. Catherine Roka Rabbi is an upper school counselor and health teacher at the all-girls school and previously spent over 2 years working for Planned Parenthood as a per diem counselor and social work intern. In her role, Rabbi counseled women who were facing unexpected pregnancies, with her LinkedIn profile indicating that she informed them about their options to receive an abortion. She also provided one-on-one counseling with students about their sexual and reproductive health and supported high school health teachers with discussions, QAs, informative sessions, and condom demonstrations, according to her LinkedIn. In addition to profiting from abortion, McGill Johnson's Planned Parenthood also profits from hormone replacement treatment. A blog post on their website from 2020 boasted that they are the second largest provider of gender-affirming hormone care and are attempting to expand access continually. Planned Parenthood is one of several controversial organizations that the NAIS partners with for sex education. The Spence School is one of the approximately 1,900 schools accredited by the NAIS. A leaked document dating back to 2017, titled Sexuality Education: An Overview for Independent Schools and Reviewed by Breitbart News, lists various partner organizations and sex education resources, including multiple from the abortion provider. The Spence School's professional development programs directly involve multiple organizations that push extreme left-wing gender ideology onto children through the education system and encourage transgenderism among youth. Gender Spectrum is one such organization that the all-girls school has worked with. Gender Spectrum hosts various online discussion groups, where children as young as 10 years old who are considered transgender, non-binary, and gender expansive can engage in audio and video chat in a discussion facilitated by a volunteer. The organization's founder authored a book titled The Transgender Child, which covers affirming parenting practices and medical decision-making and is described on the website as the most trusted source of information for families wanting to understand and affirm their transgender, gender-expansive, or non-binary child. Some of Gender Spectrum's professional development trainings address tools for supporting transgender youth, and Planned Parenthood recommends Gender Spectrum as a resource. The Spence School also works with the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, GLSEN, which is also based in New York City. The organization published a Gender Triangle Education Guide, which decries cisgender privilege and tells teachers that in working with youth, it's important to reflect on our own gender and consider the privileges we hold. The guide also notes that the masculinizing and feminizing effects of puberty can be artificially ushered in or administered through medicine, such as hormone replacement therapy. The organization's transaction kit boasts various lesson plans, along with numerous resources for teachers and students alike. Students are offered a guide to changing your name during transition, that tells the story of a transgender high school girl that got her name changed, in part with the assistance of one of her teachers. The guide also encourages students to join a GSA and/or communities that are accepting and affirming either online or local to you. GLSEN's board of directors includes Amara Jones of Translash Media, a media company that lists George Soros OSF among its financial backers. Soros has funded a number of left-wing causes, including the Gay-Straight Alliance, GSA, which trains LGBTQ youth activists and has received six-figure donations from a litany of left-wing foundations. Soros's OSF has also given immense amounts of money to Planned Parenthood, donating $10 million to the Planned Parenthood Action Fund in 2017 and $250,000 to the International Planned Parenthood Federation Western Hemisphere Region in 2016. Additionally, the left-wing billionaires organization has given $500,000 to the National Network of Abortion Funds. OSF has also donated $200,000 to NARAL Pro-Choice America in order to support policy advocacy related to the anti-abortion movement's ties to white supremacist movements. Planned Parenthood CEO McGill Johnson is married to Rob Johnson, an economist who was previously a managing director at Soros Fund Management. Johnson's biography explains that he is the president of the Institute for New Economic Thinking, INET, which he co-founded with George Soros. Johnson was previously a managing director at Soros Fund Management and is now on the board of directors for Campaign for America's Future, a left-wing nonprofit that has received donations from George Soros OSF. Alexis McGill Johnson is also listed on the INET website, where she is described as a bridge builder whose career has always focused on improving the lives of young people, with an emphasis on youth of color. McGill Johnson is also on the Spence School's Anti-Racism Task Force, which has advanced CRT at the institution and is committed to eradicating racism and its legacy, and dismantling all racial hierarchies within our school community, according to the website. The Spence School in New York, which bears a $58,000 tuition price tag, has a history of advancing an extreme agenda, including critical race theory and left-wing gender theory. Like other NAIST schools, faculty at the Spence School also partake in a variety of trainings from an array of left-wing organizations, which push both gender theory and CRT. Faculty at the Spence School also attend conferences that teach CRT, such as the White Privilege Conference, which leads conversations about the ways white privilege, white supremacy, and oppression affect life. The conference hosts sessions titled The Making and Remaking of Whiteness and Critical Race Theory / Critical Race Feminism, Creating a Plan of Action During the Biden-Harris Era. In addition to consulting with the Pacific Education Group, PEG, for multicultural teacher training, the Spence School also advertises that representatives have attended the National Association of Independent Schools, NAIS, People of Color Conference, POCC. The POC, which is led by a former Black Panther, promotes critical race theory and features lectures such as Decolonizing the Minds of Second Graders in the White People Way. The Spence School's aggressive critical race theory agenda previously came under fire from parents after children were shown a video that mocked annoying and entitled white women. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.